Playoff football coming up on Mix 101.7 KAYL. Ryan Thompson here as we get set for Pocahontas area hosting IKM Manning in a Class 1A first round matchup. And before kickoff, getting together now with Pokey co-head coach Mike Ain. 5 wins last year, Mike, led to a postseason berth. And this year, 7-2 regular season, has you back in the playoffs, finishing runner-up in 1A District 3. A lot of seniors have made it happen. What do you have to say about the progress you've made this season?
Well, like you said, Ryan, our seniors have really made a concerted effort to get better in the offseason and do the things they need to do to get better and come this fall. They've really done a nice job of leading our team on and off the field. So it's been a good year for those kids and a good year for our younger kids following those guys.
Last Friday, rounding out the regular season on the road against a St. Ansgar team with the district title on the line, hung in there more so than you did a year ago, but fall short 28-7. Looking back, your general thoughts on how that game went, obviously still a great team you went up against this year.
Yeah, they're very good. Very big up front. Got some good kids, good running backs, good quarterback. We had some chances to score, and we just couldn't get it done. And we had some chances to stop them on defense. And unfortunately, credit to St. Ansgar, they made some plays. But we played hard all game and hung on there and gave ourselves a chance. But unfortunately, we didn't get it done.
You said defense. A couple of standouts this year I want to point out. Danny Summerlot, 22 solo tackles last week, 26.5 total in that game, leads the state in tackles, I see. And how about Tanner Youngberg getting it done in the secondary with 9 picks?
Yeah, two very good, very good kids. More so than football, they're just good young men. So they've had great years defensively, and hopefully they can keep playing well.
Well, you're the offensive guy, so let's talk Connor Schoening. His progress at quarterback has been a big lift, and Tanner's been a big-time receiver for you. Tyler Case pounding out yards on the ground. Do you like where you're at offensively?
Yeah, we really talk a lot about being balanced, and we've done that so far, and we've been able to run the ball, and we've been able to throw the ball, and I really think that helps us, keep defenses, from selling in on us. Those guys have really done a nice job of getting the offense going, and our offensive line has done a really nice job of taking care of things up front too.
Yeah, I was going to ask about them. Steady all year, would you say? Would you say they're getting stronger?
Yeah, at the beginning of the year, we knew we were going to should be pretty good at that aspect of the game. With 5 seniors, playing those positions, and they've just gotten better and better each game. They do a nice job of communicating. They understand what's going on, and they just do a nice job playing together.
Mike, let's take a quick timeout, and we'll talk about tonight. IKM Manning in town. More with Coach Ain coming up in the pregame. Pokey and IKM Manning playoff football is shortly here on Mix 101.7. Mix 101.7 KAYL playoff football in Class 1A. Pocahontas area entertaining IKM Manning. More now with Indians co-coach Mike Ain. Mike, shout out for the fall athletics for Pokey and PAC-LM in general. Of course, the football team getting set for a playoff game here. Girls cross country going back to state this weekend. Volleyball team alive and well. Been a great season all in all. A lot to cheer about.
Yes, there is. The kids are really responding this year. It's a lot of excitement in school every day. When you have your athletic teams playing well, and kudos to our cross country team, Coach Hack Barth and Coach Haylerts and the volleyball team. They've done some great things this year, so we wish them the best of luck, and hopefully we can keep it going this week.
Yeah, expect more of the same come winter time too, with the basketball teams and wrestling should be as strong also. And let's get down to business. IKM Manning, offensively, I see they can get it done in a lot of different ways. What concerns you the most looking at that side of the ball for them?
Well, they've got a couple athletes that are very fast, good athletes, and their quarterback is a very good thrower, and then they've got a couple receivers that can go out and catch the ball, and they do both things pretty well. I mean, they run the ball well and they pass the ball well, so we've got to disrupt that some tonight, and hopefully we can take care of that.
What about their defense? Do they show pretty standard looks, or what are their strengths defensively, would you say?
I would say, you know, their front guys are pretty solid. You know, they do a nice job of getting after your linemen and winning the battle in the trenches. And so, our line's going to have to come out and be ready to play because those guys are going to come after us. So, and honestly, they just do a nice job of tackling. They don't allow too many big plays. So we've just got to keep grinding and keep attacking them.
All right, so it'll be at a battle in the trenches tonight. Anything else come to mind, what it's going to take to come away with a W?
Well, obviously, I think the big thing is, you got to keep your turnovers down. You got to take care of you got to take care of the football, and you got to limit your penalties. You know, those things are kind of seem to be the staples of every ball game you're in, and so it won't be any different tonight. We've got to take care of the ball and be able to hang on to it and maybe create some turnovers for them. So, I think whoever wins the turnover battle and the penalty battle is going to have a good chance to win the game.
Mike, thanks so much for the commentary. Appreciate it. And all the best tonight against IKM Manning.
Well, thanks, Ryan. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Pocahontas Area Indians co-head coach Mike Ain joining us in the pregame. We are minutes away from kicking it off in Pocahontas. Class 1A playoff football is on tap here on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.